أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the journaling of the Quran, we've been looking at the ayat that begin with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, not all of them, but most of them. And today we will look at an ayah that actually gives us the way of how to do wudu and tayammum. It's like a step by step. It's phenomenal. So if you can remember, surah number 5, ayah 6. It's quite easy, 5, 6, to remember that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives the importance of this because it is so particularly detailed. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, idha qumtum ila salah, when you stand for prayer, when you stand for salah, faghsilu wujuhakum, wash your faces, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, and your hands as far as the elbows, wamsahu biru'usikum, and wipe. Masah comes from there, biru'usikum, wipe, biru'usikum, a part of your head, wa arjulukum ila al-qabain, and wipe your feet up to the protruding bones. Qa'bain is a protruding bones, which is taken as the ankle. Wa in kuntum junuban, and if you are under an obligation to perform ghusl, that you've engaged in intimacy, fattaharu, then do tahara, then do a total ablution, which is ghusl. Wa in kuntum marda, but if you are ill, aw ala safarin, or you are on a journey, aw ja'ahadu minkum min al-ghaid, or you have visited the bathroom, aw la mashtumun nisa, or you have engaged in intimacy with women, falam tajidu ma'an, and you cannot find water, fatayammamu, and we talked about tayammum, then do tayammum, then look for sa'idan tayyiban, pure earth. Famsahu biwujuhikum, with which you will wipe your face, wa'aydikum, and your hands, minhu ma yuridu Allahu liyajal alaykum min harajin. Allah does not desire to put anything difficult on you, walakin yuridu liyutahhirakum, but He wishes you to be pure. وَلْيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So He can complete His favor on you so that you may be grateful. Now, there's a summary of wudu, making the intention. The mustahab is washing the hands 2 times. The gargling of 3 times is mustahab. The rinsing of the nose 3 times is mustahab. The washing of the face is wajib. The first time, second time is mustahab. Washing the right forearm the first time, wajib. Then the second time, mustahab. Washing the left forearm first time and then second time, mustahab. Wiping the head with 1 finger or with 3 fingers together, this is wajib. Wiping the right foot with the right hand and wiping the left foot with the left hand. These are 10 things. But there is so much to wudu that we need to understand. If Allah has given us this sort of detail, then we really need to understand what it's about. And one of the things that maybe we can do is recite the du'as for wudu that are recommended at each act. They are phenomenal du'as. For example, just at the beginning of wudu, these have been taught by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he says, just as you start and when you look at the water, say Bismillahi wa billahi walhamdulillahi alladhi ja'ala ma'a tahiran wa lam yaj'alhu najisa. In the name of Allah and for Allah, all praises for Allah who made this water pure and did not make it impure. Then wash your hands 2 times. This is mustahab. And say Allahumma ij'al min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. This is a part of ayah 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah. 2222. Place me among those who ask for forgiveness and amongst those who are pure. It sets the scene for salah. When you're gargling, Allahumma lakini hujjati yawma alqaq, watlik lisani bidhikrik, Allah, teach me the correct answer for the day I shall meet you. Open my tongue for your praise. And remember, if you can't remember the du'as in Arabic to start with, maybe you can have them laminated on your bathroom wall. If not, think of this sort of thing in your own language. the same sort of stuff. So when I'm washing my face, I know I want talking about standing in front of him. I want to be able to talk. I don't want to be ashamed of myself. At the time of rinsing the nose, اللهم لا تحرم علي ريح الجنة واجعلني ممن يشم ريحها وروحها وطيبها. Don't deprive me from the fragrance of Jannah. Place me amongst those who will be able to have its fragrance, its refreshments, and its perfume. At the time of washing the face, اللهم بيض وجهي يوم تسود الوجوه ولا تسود وجهي يوم تبيض الوجوه. Brighten my face on the day when other faces will be darkened. Don't darken my face on the day you will brighten other faces. When you wash the right forearm, اللهم اعطني كتابي بيميني والخلد في جنني بيساري وحاسبني حسابا يسيرا. Place my deeds in my right hand and my certificate, if you want to quote all about it, of permanency in Jannah on my left. And, you know, deal with me leniently when you wash the left arm. Allahumma la ta'atini kitabi bishimali. Do not give me my scroll of deeds in my left hand. Wala min warai dhahri, or not even behind my back. Wala taj'alha maghlulatan ila unuki wa'udhu bika min muqatta'ati niran. Do not place my, like I said, do not place my deeds in my left hand nor behind my back. Don't make it strapped around my neck, and I seek refuge with you from the fire. It should cause and revolution inside oneself. When you wipe the head, Allahumma ghashini bi rahmatika wa barakatika wa afik. Cover me with your mercy, your blessings, and your pardon. When we talk to children, we say, just imagine this pixie dust, this angel dust falling on you with floods of rahma, baraka, and maghfira or afrika when you're wiping your head and when you're wiping your feet, both of them. Allahumma thabbitni ala sirat. Oh Allah, keep me steadfast on the path. When other feet will slip, and make me strive, make my efforts in your way. Anni ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Oh, he who is the master of power and honor. And that is what is so important. To it's not just a ritual, going into the bathroom, you know, quickly washing my face, hands, what. It's a thought process, and that thought process makes a paradigm shift in the mind when we're standing up for salah. It should bring tears in our eyes. May Allah make us of those who ask for His forgiveness and who ask for purity. Remember, it's ayat 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which you recite before ghusl, wudu, tayammum. Allahumma aj'alni min at-tawabin wa min al-mutatahhirin. Tawabin is making a U-turn to Him. But this ayah is 5-6, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 6. Keep it in your mind. Every time you do wudu, you know where it's come from. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.